Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The next episode of Why Israel Matters airs tomorrow and throughout this week, but you can also see it online. If you've missed any of them, these are powerful episodes. Each one is unique, and each one is informational and motivational. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel and president of Christians in Defense of Israel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Christians in Defense of Israel and Liberty Counsel, Christians in Defense of Israel is our affiliated ministry. We produced this particular series, 13-part original series, in conjunction with Impact Productions, which did the filming, post-production, and TBN. And this is being broadcast nationally on the Trinity Broadcasting Network. But also you can go online to watch all of these episodes. We also have other information, such as a booklet you can get a free download, and an amazing Why Israel Matters book, about 240 pages, full color, amazing. We'll talk about that more. But tomorrow, Holly, is the boundaries and barriers. And one of the things that is constantly in the news is the so-called two-state solution. Should Israel go back to the pre-1967 borders? It goes back to this whole issue of, well, you have in 1967, Egypt, Jordan, Syria, and other nations in the Arab world attacking Israel, intent on literally destroying Israel. That's the intent. Nasser, president of Egypt at the time, was bragging to the Arab Muslim world that in the next couple of days he would have lunch in Tel Aviv. Well, they came after Israel from all the different sides, this little nation no bigger than New Jersey. They not only repelled them, but they won the war against all these other nations in 6 days. 6 days, and rested on the seventh day. It's amazing.
I know. It's amazing to see, I mean, how this country is obviously God's chosen land and his people. And this series really exemplifies that. When you see their lives through these people's stories, you see no matter how much chaos and how much war is going on there, you see the peace that these people have in their souls, in their hearts, as they follow Jehovah, you know, through their individual stories and what they're doing to make an impact on their country.
Yeah, Matt, it's amazing, this series here, because each one of these are on a different theme, and each one has three stories. So it's story one, story two, and story three. And they're so engaging that once you turn it on, there's no way you want to turn it off.
Right.
And I encourage people to look at it and watch it. If you haven't seen it, go back and look at the rest of them that have aired.
Go online.
And you can go online at lc.org, click on the Why Israel Matters icon there, and that'll take you right to the landing page.
You can watch it right there on your iPhone or a smartphone, whatever it may be, on your pad, on your laptop, on your television, out and about, if you're at a coffee shop. And to me, what is so neat is each one of these episodes taken individually is just amazing to watch. It's stunning. It's chock full of information, compacted into a half hour. But when you take all of the episodes together comprehensively, it provides such a big picture overview of Israel from a historical context, from her inception to today. What these people, God's chosen people, as you pointed out, Holly, what they have gone through, what they have experienced, and the clear hand of God that has protected and guided them throughout their existence. And this entire series just gives such a great educational tool, as well as providing entertainment and stunning historical background.
Yeah, you know, anybody who says go back to the 1967 borders, they're ignorant of history and of current reality, because you have Egypt literally intent on destroying Israel. So they're attacking from the south. Jordan in collusion with Egypt, and they're attacking from the east. And then you have Syria attacking from the north, and you also have other Arab nations piling on as well. Literally, they want to wipe the Jews off the map. They want to bring in another Holocaust, eliminate the Jews, and take over Israel. Well, in 6 days, this little nation pushed back Egypt, Jordan, Syria, pushed back all the others, pushed Jordan out of Jerusalem because Jordan had literally been occupying half of Jerusalem against the United Nations and the League of Nations. And they were there, and they pushed them out of Jerusalem as well.
And you know, it's going to be exciting, Matt, because you and Anita are going to be leading a tour over there during the 50th anniversary of that six-day war.
Yeah, we will be there with our Covenant Journey group of Christian college students, and that'll be during that 50th anniversary of the 1967 war. How Israel did that is mind-boggling.
Yes.
It is beyond some kind of human capability that this little nation could actually push back all these other countries with these massive armies. And yet God intervened and preserved them. And so now people, both Jews as well as Arab Israeli Muslims that live in Israel, they live where those 67 armistice lines were. They were never permanent borders anyway. They were armistice lines. They live there. So if you were to draw a line on those 67 lines, you would literally go right through the bedrooms and kitchens of Jews and Arabs.
Wow.
It's impossible to do that. Plus, you know, Matt, if you want to have a peace partner, you got to have someone who is willing to compromise on the other side of the table. And you have to have at least someone who doesn't want to kill you, who believes at least that you have a right to live. Mm. And then let's just work out some details how we can coexist together. And the problem is they don't have a peace partner because the person or persons or whoever it might be on the other side of the table, they want to kill the Jews. They want to run them out. So giving them some land here and there or this particular jurisdiction here or there, that doesn't solve the problem.
Well, you can't even begin the discussion about peace if the other party, if their number one primary goal that is non-negotiable in their mind is to kill you, to destroy you, is genocide, is to wipe out Israel. And that is the Palestinian Authority. That is Hamas. That is the Arab nations surrounding Israel. And it has been for thousands of years. So like you say, throwing them a bone here or there and trying to entice them with a little plot of land, or it's a non-starter. And again, you have to point out those 67 borders, which Barack Obama famously suggested that Israel must go back to. That too is a non-starter. That is assured destruction for the state of Israel. They cannot defend themselves. They cannot protect their borders from there, as was evidenced by previous attacks from these surrounding Arab nations. And so the current borders, the land that Israel took back, was an act of defense, not an offensive act. They weren't, you know, imperialists. They weren't seeking conquest. What they were defending themselves, and the borders are the least, really, they need more land to protect themselves.
Yeah, they do. Rightfully. I mean, and even the land they have now is much smaller than it was in Bible times. But I encourage people who haven't seen the series or haven't seen all of them to go to lc.org. That's the easiest website to remember. Click on the icon Why Israel Matters. That'll take you to our Christians in Defense of Israel page that has all the information about the series, and you can go back and watch it online. I actually watched one of these during a breakfast while I was traveling the other day on my cell phone. So you can watch them anywhere. They're very, very engaging, very entertaining, very educational. But you can also go to that page once you click on the Why Israel Matters icon at lc.org, and you can get a free downloaded booklet called Why Israel Matters to You and Your Family. I encourage you to get that. And on that same page as well, we have just released a brand new book that I and John Amon authored, and it is called Why Israel Matters.
It's a gorgeous book, by the way.
Past, present, forever. Yeah, it's amazing. Oh. It is a coffee table, National Geographic quality level book, about 240 pages. Every page has a full color photograph of amazing places in Israel, just amazing and stunning photographs. So you can literally put it out there on your coffee table and just flip through and look at the pictures. But on the pages as well, there's 7 chapters plus an epilogue, and each one deals with a different aspect of Israel. So it's entertaining, it's beautifully in terms of its aesthetics, but it's also got full information about Israel. It's called Why Israel Matters, Past, Present, Forever. You can order that by clicking on the icon, Why Israel Matters, at Liberty Counsel's page, lc.org. Go to lc.org and order the book, Why Israel Matters, Past, Present, Forever. You can also get the free downloaded booklet, Why Israel Matters to You and Your Family.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.